Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK. We have some guests in the studio to talk about an important activity and series of events that's coming up, but to talk about, if there is such a phrase, a new institution in Lewisburg. It's the Lewisburg Children's Museum, but it's serving not just Lewisburg, really regionally. We want everybody to know about it as a go-to place when it comes to I'm just going to say fun. I know there's a bigger mission than that. But the Lewisburg Children's Museum, lewisburgchildrensmuseum.org, their website, and their director is here. Marion Marcuri is here. She's, I'm going to call you the new director, about a year and a half or so, you say?
About a year and a half, yes.
Okay, well, TikTok, boy, time's marching on. Holy smokes. Okay, well, I've been slightly remiss to bring you on earlier, but we know there's a lot going on out there. Every Saturday there's activities. Of course, every day there's something going on there. So, and we want to talk more about that. And you're working even more closely than ever with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. So we're going to talk about that today. And that leads us to reintroducing Susan Schablowski. The last time I talked to you, you were wearing a turkey costume. So that's all we'll say about that. For Mifflinburg's Turkey Trot, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so I have the same person. Of course, we couldn't see your face then much. But honestly, I think you're a great sport having done that. You, of course, we know you from the BVRA, which I don't think you're working there anymore, correct?
That's correct. I worked at the Nature School there, and that's part of why I'm involved in the museum program now. All the things that I've learned there, sort of the tried and true practices with kids, I've been fortunate to be able to partner with the Lewisburg Children's Museum on this project.
All right, well, super. That sounds like best practices at the Lewisburg
Absolutely.
Children's
Museum. Absolutely. We're so excited to have Susan.
Well, tell us about, if folks aren't familiar with the Lewisburg Children's Museum, give us the 30-second intro on that, and then we'll dig into this new partnership.
Sure. The Lewisburg Children's Museum offers hands-on educational experiences in a safe, accessible environment to children and families in the greater Susquehanna Valley. Our vision is really just to foster learning through play. We are located, if people aren't familiar, in the former high school in Lewisburg. It's the Green Space Building right at the corner of 15 and Market Street. We have about 9,000 square feet there of exhibit space and programming space on the second floor. And we offer educational programming and field trips on Tuesdays, and as well as birthday party rentals. So we have a lot of fun things going on.
All right. I'm going to visit there and give everybody a walking turnaround tour. Well, that'll be about 20 minutes long. So we'll really dig into what the facility has to offer just on a regular basis and occasionally. So we're definitely going to talk about that. And I always emphasize when we're talking to the organizers, 6 years ago, I think we started this. It isn't a place where you go and drop off your kids and you go elsewhere and run your errands or whatever. It's a place for parents and kids to just play.
Absolutely. We really want to foster the parent-child interactions or the caregiver and child interactions. It's not only parents. And that's part of our vision statement. Although we do have summer camps in the summer where you could drop off your children and go do those errands.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk about those then. Yeah, some of my fondest childhood memories were when I was about 30 years old playing at the Williamsport Children's Museum back in the day. So I don't think they're still open anymore. But there's some other things up there. Okay, so Lewisburg Children's Museum teaming up with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Tell us about this new program that's coming up, please. Susan.
Well, we have three different facilitators for what we're calling the Share, Connect, and Learn parent group. We don't see it as necessarily the presenters. They are experts in their own right through their experience, but we also want it to be a lot of sharing and connecting amongst the parents and caregivers that attend. And that's something that was expressed in a survey that went out prior to the program starting. So there's an hour-long session, and part of that time, the presenter is sharing information that can help parents learn different things about connecting to their child, emotional, social development, physical development, dealing with challenging behaviors. One of the big things that I've learned is that a challenging behavior that a child is exhibiting is really their expression of an unmet need. And, you know, kind of coming in looking at at ways of being with your children that are maybe a little bit different than we've learned ourselves. So just new awareness that's based on research that can help parents go through their day-to-day with their children feeling just a little more peaceful, a little more intentional, more centered, and really, really focused on having the best experience with their child that they can.
All right, so Mondays and Wednesdays, and these already started this yesterday, and they'll continue tomorrow. Mondays and Wednesdays you do this. Is this the, are the parents there, or is the child there while this conversation is
So underway? We just started last night, Monday night at 8 p.m., and that session is without childcare, so just for the parents. But our Wednesday morning session at 9 a.m. does provide childcare. So we really wanted to make sure that we had something accessible to working parents, as well as those parents who might have more time during the day.
All right, so 8 p.m. on Mondays going forward and 9 a.m. on Wednesdays.
Correct, and that will run for about 10 weeks until right before Thanksgiving.
All right, what do you say? There's child care for confident walkers. So what's that, one and a half-ish or so?
It depends, around age one, but of course, infants and non-walkers are welcome to stay with parents. But in general, we wanted to make sure that children were at age-appropriate level to be with our child care providers and make that fun for them as well.
All right, this is the first week of this, but it will continue for 7 more weeks?
About 10 weeks total, right before Thanksgiving.
All right, and tell me about the why this is such a good fit with the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way.
Sure. So we were very fortunate to receive a grant from the Greater Susquehanna United Way, and this is something that both the United Way was interested in providing. We really want to encourage healthy interactions between caregivers and children because, as we know, that can affect the child's ability to develop self-regulation and independence and problem-solving, as well as conflict resolution. And all of those skills are really important as children prepare for kindergarten and prepare for being able to navigate the school system and as they grow and mature.
And Susan, nowadays, I mean, I think there may have been a time when, I don't know, maybe some parents thought, well, you raise a kid, you give them good books, and you send them off to school, and you hang out with them occasionally and have some fun. But really, a lot more nuances are brought up and talked about. It. And when, if we want to educate our kids and really send them off into the world as best as we can, a lot more things are sort of nurtured these days.
You are absolutely right. There's so much research that's been done in the United States about the best approaches with children to help them develop what's been called sort of soft skills. But we really know that these soft skills are things that lead to just overall happiness and contentment and success in life. And in the earliest years, the focus really needs to be on social and emotional development and, as Marian mentioned, self-regulation skills, and less so on academics. And so much of this can be accomplished through play, which is a beautiful thing, right? Play seems so simple, but it really involves unstructured play and making sure that our kids have a lot of downtime and sometimes that the parents actually step back and let kids solve their own problems. And I like to talk about micro decisions. We've all heard a lot about helicopter parents, and you know, those are well-intentioned parents trying to do the best for their children. But we also want to move into this idea of being a hummingbird parent, where you're sort of on the periphery observing, and you kind of fly in quickly and swiftly and sort of take care of things and then back yourself out.
If you can
out.
Make a fluttering noise, all the better.
Exactly. So they know you're coming. But really letting kids make a lot of their own decisions, because if we let them make their own decisions, they can move forward having the confidence to trust their inner voice in making those decisions. Whether it's how to interact with a friend, how to ask for something they need, how to talk about something that's not working for them.
Right, all these things are going to be brought up and talked about at these sessions that are coming up.
Yeah.
So you're really trying to help parents be better parents and help kids to be better kids? And, oh, yeah, have some fun. Please
have a blast. Yes, exactly.
Well, super. All right. Well, we're going to have to wrap up here. Our time is short, but I'm going to ask Marion and Susan to make a pitch for folks to consider attending the museum at all and then consider attending this activity, Connect, Share, and Learn group. Marion, please.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure that everyone knows that there is still space available to sign up for this class, especially on our Monday night session, but both sessions have availability. And then I'd like to mention that every Saturday, as Mark mentioned before, that we do have something going on in the museum, and to please look at our website, as well as come and check us out on our Munchkins and Pumpkins event on October 26th.
All right, so if you have a child of really any age, the Lewisburg Children's Museum may have something to for you to enjoy. Marion Mercury is director of the Lewisburg Children's Museum. Susan Chablowski, please, an additional comment, please.
I think one thing that's going to come from this group is that parents will have the support of other parents and caregivers in that group. Not only are they building a toolkit that they can use in our time together, but they're also really connecting with parents and caregivers that are in the same situation as they are. So I think that's going to be a really positive aspect of the group, and I'm extremely excited to be involved and really grateful to the museum and the United Way for putting this together.
I see play dates in their future.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thanks, Mark.
For coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Lewisburg Children's Museum, lewisburgchildrensmuseum.org.